So what are the benefits of using these technologies and tools? Benefits would be similar to any other aspect where we use these technologies. So as we said, increased efficiency. You're able to do much, much, much more in least amount of time with the least resources and better accuracy. So you have improved data accuracy. You have enhanced visibility because there are automated alerts. There are dashboards, there are reports, there are trigger points. You have cost savings because now you're able to reach out to more vendors. You're able to work with suppliers globally. So you choose suppliers. For example, maybe you could choose different suppliers for different geographies that your business operates in. Cost savings, we spoke about collaborative sourcing where you have more bargaining power. You can manage risks better because you're able to now monitor the entire vendor organization and look at reports, look at insights, and reduce the risk of your procurement. Also because you can work with suppliers across the globe, or if you're only working in a particular country, let's say India, you could work with suppliers from all over India. You're not limited to within, let's say, a few kilometers of your office or within a particular state. So risk has been reduced. There is improved collaboration between the vendor and the buyer because everything is now on tools. For example, there could be a mobile app or there could be something like a CRM, so a vendor relationship management software, where everything is available both for the vendor and the buyer. So you know the performance, you know the status. So it's improved collaboration. You don't have to really rely on long email chains, which get difficult after a point to read. So now you have software systems available to gather information and collaborate with your suppliers. And that leads you to strategic decision making, where you use all these insights to think long term, not just short term. So let's now look at vendor management systems. We spoke about software or apps that let you look at information, look at trends, look at reports, look at alerts, and then take data-driven decisions. So vendor management systems are such tools or software or apps which are designed to manage the entire vendor lifecycle, right from the RFI stage, the RFQ stage, to onboarding of the vendor, and then managing the entire relationship. So the key features of a vendor management system would include vendor onboarding. So you automate the collection of vendor information. This is something similar to a KYC, like know your customer. If you go back maybe a couple of years, if you had to open a new bank account, you would have to fill multiple forms manually, physically, take photocopies of your documents, go to a bank and submit all that. But today you could go ahead on your mobile phone and you could complete your entire KYC online within a few minutes. So it's similar to that KYC. Now vendors can be onboarded automatically online, where information could be shared in terms of soft copy, and the vendor management system or the software could analyze that information, look at the completeness of the information, and either approve, reject, or ask for more information. Now, contract management. So streaming the creation, negotiation, and renewal of contracts, ensuring that all terms and conditions are adhered. So again, this is just like you opening, let's say, a new account, let's say a new email account, which they have terms and conditions which you would agree to. A contract management has more checkpoints, is more complex, but it's similar to that, where terms are set and everything is done online using the vendor management system. There is no need for to and fro email communication or sending documents via post or courier. It can be done online using the software, where the vendor could upload documents. It could be reviewed either by the robotic tools, the bots, or somebody working at the buyer organization. Then you have performance tracking. Each and every data point is being captured, so you can monitor the vendor performance, be it timeliness, be it quality, or be it cost. You can monitor their compliance to the service level agreements. And then you have risk management. Technology and these tools or software let you identify potential risks associated with vendors, and it provides tools for mitigation and continuous monitoring. The entire aspect is that visibility increases. So there are lower chances or fewer chances of missing out on certain alerts or triggers, and you get notified, and hence you are able to de-risk the entire relationship. Then let's look at the procurement software. So let's just like vendor management systems, we have a set of softwares for procurement. As we said, procurement is the overall process of identifying vendors and sourcing goods. So procurement software facilitates the purchasing process, helping organizations to manage their procurement activities. So it includes features like sourcing and RFX management. RFX is request for information or request for proposals or request for quotations. So you have one single app or one single software where all the formats are pre-built. So if a procurement manager has to buy or procure a certain good or services, everything is listed in the procurement software. So you don't miss out on something. You don't have to go back and look at the procurement contract of previous years to ensure that everything is being covered, because the software already has inbuilt preset terms and conditions and formats which need to be used. So even if you have a new person in charge for procuring, they know what to use, how to use, and more than 80% of the entire transaction is anyways automated. Then you have purchase order management. So automating the creation, approval, and tracking of purchase orders to ensure timely and accurate procurement. So again, you don't have to really go ahead and use a software to create a purchase order or a sales order. It happens at the click of a button. Then you can analyze your entire spend. So you analyze your purchase data and look at patterns. So when do you spend most? Are there particular months? Are there peak periods for your business? Or are there clusters in terms of geography which you need to consider? So again, this could have been done manually, but you could do it manually if the data set was small. For example, we discussed the example of having one pizza store to having a chain of maybe 1,000 pizza stores. So the volume of data is humongous, and which is difficult for a single person or a team of people to analyze, because there could be errors, or data could be broken, the formats could be a problem, and even if you get it all right, it takes time. So by the time you get the insights, maybe you're already too late to capitalize on a recent market trend or opportunity. Let's now look at the third set, which is tools for supplier relationship management. Now, SRM tools focus on enhancing the relationship between organization and the suppliers. So we spoke about strategic sourcing, where you don't just go ahead and today buy from a supplier who is willing to offer you the lowest cost. There could be situations where you will do that, but those are usually for less strategic purchases and one-time procurement. But if something is, if there's a certain procurement which has to be done over a period of time, then you need to look at strategic sourcing, and then you really would want to enhance the relationship with your suppliers to ensure that the supplier or the vendor grows along with your organization to service your future requirements. So SRM tools has functionalities like collaboration platforms that facilitates communication and collaboration between internal teams and suppliers, enabling better coordination and problem solving. Again, no need for having long email chains or phone conversations. The information is available on a single software. Then you could analyze supplier performance. Again, all the data points are captured, so you could look at trends. You could look at whether certain parameters were met or not met, or how frequently the supplier is meeting the set benchmarks, and accordingly You could work with the supplier on an improvement plan, or maybe you could look at then changing the supplier and looking for more alternatives. Then again, we have risk assessment, because you have the information available. You know that the supplier makes certain mistakes. For example, the supplier performance, let's say, dips during peak seasons. And you know it has already happened in the past. So data tells you that this could again happen. So now you could better prepare your organization and the vendor for the next peak season. So with information available and the software giving you those alerts and your insights, the job becomes much easier. And then we have data analytics and reporting, which is a part of all these three: procurement, sourcing, and vendor management. Because you're using tools, you're using software, where every information, every touch point is being captured. So you're able to look at reports. And again, because of artificial intelligence, you don't really have to manually create reports. The AI tools automatically analyze data and give you dashboards and reports. So advanced data analytics tools help organizations make informed decisions. That's the entire purpose of analyzing data, whether it is a single spreadsheet or maybe 10,000 spreadsheets put together. So you have predictive analytics. So you can now forecast future performance. So earlier, suppose if you have to predict the demand for the upcoming holiday season, then you would look at your last 3 or 5 years holiday season sales and customer demand, and you would make a forecast. But with technology is now able to capture a lot of other information, not just internal information, but also external information. And it is able to simulate multiple different scenarios and give you a best case and a worst case forecast. So again, this helps you in analyzing and preparing for different scenarios. Then you also have spend analysis, which we've already discussed. It gives you historical spending patterns and also lets you understand what could be the change in your spending in the as per the forecast that was given to you. And then you get dashboards and visualization. You don't have to really go ahead and create those tables, those pie charts, those bar charts or line charts yourself. The AI tools look at the data and give you the best possible visualization to convey what the data wants to say and tell you. And then you have benchmarking. With all the entire vendor life cycle available on a software, you could compare different vendor performances in terms of timeliness, in terms of compliance to service levels, quality, defects, and you could choose to continue working with only the best performing vendors. Then we have automated compliance management. Again, compliance to SLA and other government or industry regulations. So compliance management tools ensure that vendors adhere to regulatory requirements and organizational policies. So something like document management, you ensure that storing and managing compliance related documents such as certificates, licenses, and audits are maintained in a centralized repository. Now, let's say what happens is, if the vendor, in terms of a technological landscape, if a vendor does not upload or maintain the certificates, licenses, the system will not allow the vendor or a supplier to move to a next stage, or it will not allow, let's say, creation of a purchase order or a sales order. In a manual setting, you could override certain things, but in a technological landscape, you can't do that. So it's automated compliance management. Then technology lets you have audit trails. It's not paperwork, it's all data, it's all code. So it's available, you're able to maintain detailed records of all vendor interactions and transactions. Then you get alerts and notifications because you have preset guidelines that when to get an alert, whether it is about the stock levels, the inventory levels, or any other preset terms, which is important to be monitored. And then you have contract lifecycle management, which again is about managing the entire contract with a vendor. So CLM tools streamline the entire contract lifecycle, right from drafting to execution and renewal, which earlier would have been done by a legal team. You still need a legal team, but you need fewer resources. So you have in CLM tools, you have automated workflows. So you could just choose, for example, if you are a procurement manager, or if you are maybe, let's say, just a human resource manager or a sales manager, and you are responsible for procuring certain goods or services, you have automated workflows. You go to the CLM tool and you select, for example, if you're a sales manager and you want to procure, let's say, 20 new smartphones for your sales reps, you just need to go ahead to your CLM tool and select the category of goods that you want to procure, and the tool will give you an automated workflow with pre-drafted agreements, terms, which earlier you would have had to go to your legal team and ask them to draft terms and conditions for you. So CLM tools have that already inbuilt. So even if a non-legal person is given the responsibility to procure goods and services, they could go ahead and use these tools and get the job done. Then you have version control, which lets you manage different version of contracts to track changes. And again, since it's technologically done, every version change is being automatically recorded and the version history is available as an audit trail. And then again, renewal management, you get to know when a certain contract is about to expire and when to initiate the renewal process. Nobody has to go ahead and remember. For example, if you have to renew your subscriptions with, let's say, Netflix or Amazon Prime, you get email alerts, which you may miss and you have to remember. But here the tool gives you that alerts that, okay, the renewal is due in, let's say, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, depending upon the alert guidelines that the system may have set. So again, reducing manual intervention and reducing the need to depend upon people to remember things and initiate processes, this is all done automatically. Then again, we talk about automation and streamlining. So robotic process automation is something like macros. If you would have used macros in Excel, it's about training the Excel spreadsheet to perform certain tasks repetitively. For example, if every time you enter two numbers and you want Excel to give you the sum of those two numbers, you could do it manually. But if you have to keep entering two numbers 1,000 times in a day, you don't want to enter the sum formula 1,000 times in a day. So you make a macro. So now every time you enter two numbers, Excel automatically gives you the sum of those two numbers. So it's a smaller version of robotic process automation. What RPA does is RPA automates repetitive tasks that you would do, like invoice processing or creating a purchase order and data entry. So the moment a trigger is initiated because of a certain action, the RPA tools will execute the transaction and it's done in no time with fewer errors, better accuracy. Then you have cloud-based procurement platforms. So these platforms offer centralized hubs for managing the entire procurement life cycle from sourcing and requisition. See, every software now, whether what we use individually or as a business, is available on the cloud. It's all software as a service. So there is no restriction in terms of from where you can access information or these platforms. And then you have e-sourcing tools. So online platforms facilitate the sourcing process by automating vendor invitations, just like we can now go on Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, and buy from different vendors who are in different geographies. Similarly, businesses can do that on a larger scale. Then we have the benefit of having improved collaboration and communication with the vendors. Again, information is available. The vendors have access to the report, the dashboard. The buyer has access to the report and the dashboard. So you don't really need to have email communication or phone calls to discuss each and every aspect of the procurement lifecycle. So you have mobile procurement apps. So mobile apps allow on-the-go access to procurement functions. So a procurement manager or a team member or the CEO can check on the app the status, just like we order on Amazon and we check the status of our order. Same thing applies to procurement for businesses and enterprises. Then we have cloud-based collaboration tools. Again, platforms like Slack or Microsoft Teams let you streamline communication and collaboration between internal teams and also external vendors. Then we have blockchain and smart contracts. So as I said, smart contracts, these are not contracts in literal sense. So these are not agreements that you sign on a stamp paper. These are pieces of code that work on the blockchain technology. So these are set of terms, and the moment the vendor or the buyer would meet the terms basis pre-identified triggers, smart contracts are executed. For example, the vendor would complete certain steps and let's say payment would get automatically released because that's the terms set in the smart contract. So you don't need manual monitoring. You don't need an intermediary to execute these contracts. Now let's look at technology and tools where something like an IoT or sensors, like you would all be aware with RFID tools. RFID tools are IoT tools that let people scan automatically. You have sensors across the production floor or the godowns which track the movement of goods. So sensors, for example, if you may be visiting a retail store like a Croma store or a Zara retail outlet, they all have sensors which track the apparel being picked up by the consumer, being scanned at the cashier's counter, or being taken out of the store. So it's all being tracked. You don't need security personnel to track whether somebody is just picking up a particular good and product and just carrying it outside. It's all done by sensors because everything is now connected to the internet with use of sensors or tags like RFID. So this now lets companies track the entire movement, the entire lifetime life cycle of a particular product, right from manufacturing to reaching the end stage. Then you have cloud computing and SaaS solutions. So cloud-based procurement and vendor management platforms, like we discussed, they offer scalability, accessibility, and reduce costs. Now, for example, even a small company, a company with two people or three people, a trading organization, they don't have to invest capital in developing their own IT tools or procurement tools because now these softwares and apps are available on a pay-as-you-go model. So it's available on a subscription model, just like you and me would access different softwares on a subscription model. So you only pay for the usage that you have. And it's now become easy on the pocket for even small organizations to get access to the best technology. And that lets them compete with even the bigger organizations. And then again, we have mobile and collaborative platforms. You have mobile apps, which you could access on the go. You don't really have to be present in your office or in the factory to get information. It's available on a mobile app. These are some popular vendor management and procurement software. So you have Coupa Contingent Workforce, you have the SAP Fieldglass, Beeline, PRO Unlimited, IQ Navigator. These are some procurement and sourcing software. So Ariba, again, that's a SAP product. You again, Coupa Procurement, you have Basware, you have SideQuest. These are some contract management software. So iCertus, Aptus, ContractsWin. So these are different software available on a SaaS model. So you could go ahead and you could just sign up as a company and access it and pay depending upon the number of users or the volume of work that you handle. These are some softwares that companies could use for spend analytics and spend management. So again, you have Coupa Spend Analytics, you have iValuer, you have Jaggar, you have Supplari, and you have Proactus Spend Analytics. These are some supplier management and supplier risk management software. So Aravo, Corecentrix, Hipperos, Metric Stream, and Optus. So again, all of these are cloud-based systems, whether it is a risk management system or a supplier management, these are all cloud-based systems. So that brings us to the end of chapter 9, where we discussed what are the recent trends for procurement, sourcing, and vendor management, and how technology is playing a part in making procurement sourcing easier and fulfilling the strategic and global sourcing needs of organizations. So technology has changed vendor management, procurement sourcing. It has changed it for the better. Tools now automate tasks, so less manual intervention. It streamlines workflows. You don't have to create everything from the scratch or go looking for previous contracts. The workflows are pre-built, and these tools provide valuable data because now you could access more and more data easily thanks to artificial intelligence tools. So from spend analysis to performance monitoring, technology empowers VMOs, vendor management officers, to optimize vendor relationships, identify cost savings, and ensure they're getting the most value from their vendors. So by embracing these advancements, companies can now achieve a more strategic and efficient approach to procurement, sourcing, and vendor management. The bigger part is that you're now able to analyze each and every aspect of your procurement lifecycle. You can look at trends for the company as a whole, or a geography as a whole, or a business unit as a whole. You could analyze group of vendors together. You could get reports for each vendor specifically. And you're able to simulate situations and plan better for the future. So that's it in chapter 9. Thank you very much.